This is Unmasked, the Chronicles of Rome, Ran, and Sandata. Yeah. Now, if you watch Boy Meets World, you...
Is this your new intro? Is this going to be your new intro for the rest of the season?
Maybe, if
it
works.
Let's do it! Yes!
You gotta do that. What up, guys? This is Romaran, formerly known as Sandata, back when I was wrestling, from 2015 to 2020. If you saw me on Philippine Wrestling Revolution and Manila Wrestling Federation, you might know me better as Ro from the Wrestling Podcast and other wrestling-related stuff on in the Philippines.
Yeah.
With me is my co-host, Abiel Anselmo, formerly of Wrestling After Work.
And of course, Sandata's biggest fan.
Okay. Apparently. Apparently, I'm not.
But I am.
The guy who keeps asking me if I would come back.
Oh, bro. You said on your Twitter, if you had like every peso for...
1,000.
You'd have 1,000 from me. For sure. No doubt. And I would use that 1,000 to like...
pay my
aggregate,
bills.
aggregate for the next few times that I'm about to ask you about it. So,
all right. Yeah. So, if you are new to this podcast, if this is your first episode listening, this is a podcast about my career as Sandata in the Philippine and regional wrestling scene, and it's also a look at the history of Philippine wrestling through the lens of my career. And we'll talk about. What happened when around the different shows. Jumper, we do that once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And since I was around for most of it, then I kind of have my own perspective on things.
Of course.
Yeah. So last episode, we talked about the breakup of DualShock and the singles feud that resulted from it. And in this episode, we'll delve into how that feud ended, because it only lasted for technically two shows.
Ah, shame.
No, I don't think it was a shame, but it was, it was okay. So, this was the last month of the year. So this was December 2015.
Okay.
2015 kind of flew by pretty fast, to be honest with you.
As a wrestler,
because we do one show a month, but. For November and December, probably December, we did two shows. And we were already at iAcademy by then, the venue that a lot of us really liked, kasi aircon. And oh yeah, by the way, we used the aircon thing to market the shows. Kasi, syempre,
of course,
it was hot as fuck.
You came from MCS.
People didn't like that. They wanted the aircon. Syempre, who doesn't want aircon?
You wanted your... Question though, did they raise the prices of the tickets though?
Yes. Just because kasi iAcademy... MCS because it was super cheap.
$350, right?
Well, I don't remember. Probably $350, yes.
And then how much did we get by iAcademy?
I don't know. The show sa MCS was $250.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really cheap.
Then how high did it get?
I don't remember, really. Maybe $350 nga.
For iAcademy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still...
Ang last namin talaga before the pandemic was 450 to 500 sa Power Mac.
Oh, okay.
So it does make sense for that time after MCS to be 350. Okay, we did two shows before 2015 ended, if I remember it correctly. So if someone else remembers it differently, please tell me and I will correct myself.
Go in the comments, please. Yeah. Let's confirm that.
So one is we did a small house show. It was our very first house show. For the iAcademy students and faculty.
So there were just students there.
Right? Yes. Yeah, it was a small event.
Dope.
I think the iAcademy peeps will have to correct me and set me straight on this one.
But, okay.
I believe it was like a foundation week thing.
Ah.
So may fair, siempre. And then they asked us to perform.
They just wanted to like have a... something in the foundation we can look forward to, some shows.
Yeah, because we had already done shows at iAcademy, and they saw that it was great, diba?
Yeah.
People were lining up for it.
Rave reviews and everything.
It got them money. I said we were able to rent the venue from them. I think also our iAcademy Connects also, helped facilitate yung pag-invite sa amin ng iAcademy. So I like that. It was nice because it was a small show. It wasn't in front of our usual fans. And it was non-canon.
Ah, okay. So
house show kung house show talaga. So if you don't know what how house shows work in the big promotions, mm-hmm. these are events that are small. They're not televised. They're not technically part of the canon, although they follow the canon stories.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really just, you know, for the market, the home market.
And just for the enjoyment of the fans.
For the enjoyment of the fans. So you can do whatever, you can almost kind of do whatever you want in a house show.
They'd even change the music too.
Huh?
They'd even change the music.
No, they didn't.
No. Like there are some wrestlers, like, you know, as a joke, you know, they would rib their friends. So that they'd do this in production and change the music. So yeah, it kind of is like in-house shows. Anyone can sort of do anything that they want to.
Yeah.
Because it's not televised.
Yeah. Because it was also on a weekday. Kasi yun nga,
Foundation
Week ng iAcademy.
Excuse me.
I don't know. Day or week? I'm not sure. So it was really voluntary for people. So if you were able to go...
Got paid?
No, we didn't get paid at that time.
Okay.
So if you were able to go, then you could go. You could wrestle. And I was able to go because I worked and lived in Makati at the time.
So it was a close, close gig.
Easy for me. Tapos, yun nga, because the booking didn't follow yung stories that we were doing on the actual live events. Mm-hmm. I was booked against Joey Bax, who I had I had prior experience with when we debuted together. Tapos,
One-on-one,
okay. Yes. This was after I had already broken up with Peter. Mm-hmm. So I was a face. Joey Bax and the Fighters for Hire were heels.
Heels.
Or something close to it.
Okay.
I also remember that si Miguel Rosales was taking time off. I think he was getting married at the time.
Oh, that's sweet.
So he took some time off until he returned like the year after.
Okay.
So, it was so much fun wrestling Joey Bax.
Context though, how many matches were like in that house show? Because you said that if you could make it, you could make it. Yeah. If you couldn't, you couldn't. So, like how many matches?
Sandali lang eh. So, it was a really short card. I don't remember how many matches were on the card. But I know that my match was at the latter half of the show.
Okay.
So, if that was, you know, then probably like 5 or 6 matches maybe.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about the match with Joey Bax.
So it was really fun. Kasi, diba, I was talking about the match with Peter and Peter wanted to do, you know, bam, 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 super indie
spot
sequence, fast-paced, work rate fest. But so Joey Bax kasi was a slower wrestler and I don't mean that in a terrible way because that's what I wanted kasi you do need to slow things down to really understand what you were doing. So, we were able to wrestle a slower match and, you know, I was able to really feel for myself what I wanted to do.
As a wrestler.
Like,
what
yeah.
you wanted to, like, accentuate on when you're in the ring. Okay.
So, in a way, or not in a way, but really, it allowed us to wrestle closer to our actual skill level at the time.
So, what was the reaction of the viewing audience?
Well, the iAcademy crowd was really hot for it.
They loved it.
Nice. Syempre, medyo novel pa yung wrestling in the Philippines at the time. So, and I think that the iAcademy crowd still didn't know what was great wrestling and what wasn't. So they really appreciated what we did. And I was watching the match again kanina this morning. And it was super basic. It wasn't a terrible match by any means, but it was a beginner greenhorn type of match. And it wasn't bad. It just wasn't super exciting, but it wasn't bad. And people reacted well to it.
Call back to Chris Panzer, though. You were daring. You threw off a kid's sign.
Yeah.
So here, you're with students and faculty. Were you doing the high fives of the fans?
No.
You were?
I was not. Nicole, I guess I was kind of nervous, but, you know, I wasn't yet yung super confident na face na.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. Let's shake hands, let's slap hands with the crowd, right?
Okay.
So, and also because I didn't really know, or nobody was doing that. You know, nobody was reaching out their hand to
give me high five. Weren't, okay.
Yeah, kasi hindi naman nila kami kilala masyado.
Okay. Because that would have been rude if they were like, yeah.
And then
they
no, like, champagne, I would have. I was the face. Of course I would have. But we took it slow. And I really enjoyed watching that stuff.
Any stuff in particular that, you know, that you enjoyed mostly?
I was trying to do the Bryan Danielson thing. Nah, you know, slow, almost technical style. Ass kicking strikes. Yeah. So I remember I was doing European uppercuts and I don't remember ever doing that again after that. And they looked
only on this match.
Yeah. And they looked really good. So you should watch it later.
Yeah, I will.
The finish was the ankle lock. Cause I had just transitioned into the ankle lock. My original finisher kasi was called the garrote. And it was a mounted cobra clutch.
Yeah.
And it was super hard to put on because I didn't practice the cobra clutch so much. I knew how to put it on, but it took a while and it didn't look clunk. It didn't look smooth.
When you come back to the ring, that's going to be like your ringmaster Stone Cold Steve Austin callback. Like when you do it, all the old classic Sandata fans would be like, "Yo, he's doing it again."
Classic Sandata fans don't even remember I did the cobra clutch. I only did it like once or twice after that. In big matches, then. Yeah.
Okay.
Kasi mas madaling i-lock on yung ankle lock.
Yeah, okay.
So, I was transitioning to that finisher because I wanted to do submission technical ground style.
What was your thought process? Like why the ankle lock?
Because I was doing it as a kid because it was easy to do. Submissions are easiest to do.
Okay.
You don't have to lift anyone, you don't have to strike anyone. You just lock it on and it looks painful.
Yeah.
The thing is, nobody taught me how to do a proper ankle lock as well. So I was actually wrenching people's feet.
Oh. And then were there any complaints backstage?
Nobody complained. Only John Sebastian complained about it because he had a real foot injury.
Ah. And you did something.
and I did it for real. I thought the way I did it was enough. But I'm sure people were like, bakit ang stiff ni Ro na ina-ankle lock na talaga ako.
He's stiffy.
Yeah, and I was watching, it was only relatively recently that I was like watching, say, Kurt Angle. Mm-hmm. And then I just saw that he was just putting it there. He was just really, he just held it there. And then when he wanted to wrench, he'll wrench a little bit. Tapos he'll, you know, he'll try to gimmick it a little
more.
Bit. Yeah, he'll use the acting more, but what I did kasi was that I was wrenching the whole time.
Oh my God, you were hurting people.
I was hurting people and that's why people didn't like me.
No,
they thought I was stiff. And it was only, I didn't realize it at the time. That's the problem when you don't have legit veteran leadership and training the whole time. Mm-hmm. Right? So you only assume that, you know. But the ankle lock doesn't like hurt so bad when you wrench it for real.
Yeah.
But siempre, you're not supposed to feel that kind of pressure.
Of course.
Yeah.
As a wrestler, you want to...
See, Billy Suede taught us that you have to make it look real, but you're not doing anything at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got to see for myself what that actually meant.
Oh, that brought me back. That was a weird statement that you said. It brought me back. Oh, it brought me back to the first MWF training I took.
Ah, okay.
They said the same thing, the same exact thing you said.
It was Chili Willy.
No. It was I forgot who, but I remember it was Robin Zane was my partner. And that was what he was telling me. Like, yo, you make it feel like it. And I was
And then now he hits people for real.
Oh, that asshole. No.
So yeah, I won against Joey Bax with the ankle lock.
Won.
It was my first win, but it was not on the record because
of course. But still,
yeah,
a win is a win.
Yeah, when I saw that match again compared to the Chris Panzer match, it was so much better because I was doing moves well. It wasn't yet the best I could ever be, but it was a huge improvement from what we were trying to do in my past couple of singles matches, my first two singles matches.
And is it safe to say that you and Joey ran it together backstage or for a long time at least?
I don't remember how we did it. Pero kasi it was simple. It was super simple. We didn't try anything super fancy. I didn't even do pagbasag in that match, which I know. The fanciest thing I did was an international spot that there wasn't the full thing. I won't tell you what it is.
What?
No, you'll see. I did that with Chris Panzer. You know it when you see it.
Oh, okay.
So, we kept it simple. The match was short. It wasn't trying to be anything fancy. The fanciest thing I did was in my comeback when I did my own version of the Cesaro corner to corner running.
Oh,
he crosses the court. Yeah. I did that twice. And then I would make it part of my routine sa comeback. And that was like the fanciest thing I did. And it was just so good for what it was, the basic smash. Like, that should be what young, inexperienced wrestlers should be doing, and not the fancy stuff. Not the super, spot. I'm going to hit a fancy move that, you know, not everyone sees all the time, or not everyone does all the time. Like, to go to the fanciest move I did was a fisherman neck breaker. And that was easy to do. Oh, no. The fanciest move I did was the reverse overdrive. The Zack Ryder.
No way. You did that?
Yeah. Watch the match. Cause
I will.
Watch the match.
I got lost. So.
Yeah.
But so, you did the fisherman neck breaker?
Yeah, I did the fisherman from Tyson Kidd. I stole that from Tyson Kidd.
You like stealing a lot of moves, huh?
Wrestlers steal moves. No, but I will post that clip because I don't remember ever posting the fisherman neck breaker. But I did steal that from Tyson Kidd.
Did you still do it? Like some of these moves that you were doing against Joey Bax, were these some moves that were able to do like moving forward?
Yeah, yung fisherman neck breaker, I still did that a lot.
How about the corner?
Yes, that was a big part of my comeback that I got. So a lot of people would get tired because of it. Because I would make them run across the ring. I don't know if people complained, but that was part of my comeback sequence that they had to bump for. It was just really fun. It was just so much fun. And I believe looking back now, that was how we were supposed to wrestle at our skill level at the time.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I think the New Japan kids, you know.
Exactly. It was a litmus test for what I would do after we wrapped up the Peter feud. Because I realized that they were trying out Sandata versus Joey Bax. Because I needed a feud that would bounce me back from the
loss.
Not the loss, but the bad performances.
Oh, okay. So this is a backstage thing, not like
I guess that's how I thought of it back then. Because I'm not saying Joey Bax is easy pickings, pero he was more of a guy who could deliver something simple and impactful. Diba? You don't have to try too hard to make it be good. You don't have to make it be good as well. You just have to make it be solid as, you know, as basics.
Like as a wrestling term, he's a good hand.
Yes, I would say so, yeah. People like to shit on Joey Bax, but because he wasn't like Migs Rosales, who was somewhat of a phenom, but Joey Bax has shoot judo skills, so he's a better athlete than he looks.
He got some of those judo stuff on you?
I don't know. He didn't do judo stuff, but siyempre meron siya athletic base.
He
felt like a legit fighter then. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of people didn't see that.
And of course, being tagged.
Oh, shit, I have a story.
Oh, let's go. Story time.
Story time. I should have said this in the previous episode. Because it happened around that time.
Okay.
So we were booked, diba? Joey Bax, Fighters for Hire versus DualShock.
Mm-hmm.
And we were putting together the match on Facebook Messenger. Because that's where we would write.
Okay.
That was fucking Peter and Joey Bax got into it.
Oh, no.
I don't even remember why they got into it. Basta nag-away sila.
Like complete argument.
Yeah. And then naghamunan.
Oh, no.
And everything, yeah.
Oh.
And then one training day before the show, they set up a fight, a shoot fight in the ring. At least hindi siya random sapakan.
Like, at least like they booked it, I guess.
Yeah, so, you know, you got a problem with me, I got a problem with you. Let's hash it out in the ring. And let's have a fight. Let's have a shoot fight. It was like an MMA fight, even.
Oh, my God.
So, see, Joaki Mendoza from... Well, our friend, but he's also from PBB Teens, the very first batch of PBB Teens.
Oh,
so he is jiu-jitsu. I don't know. He's an MMA fighter, pala. Okay. He's not just jiu-jitsu. He does everything. He was training with us.
To be a wrestler?
To be a wrestler, yes.
Oh, okay.
And hindi lang natuloy kasi, you know, life gets in the way. He's also older than me.
Okay.
So, syempre, kabatch na si Gerald Anderson sa PBB.
Yeah.
So, he reffed the fight.
He reffed
the fight kasi he was an MMA fighter.
So, what happened during the fight?
So, remember when I said Joey Vax had shoot experience?
Okay.
He fucking won the fight.
Oh, no.
Peter was bigger than Joey Vax. And Joey Vax was this shorter guy, short and stout guy.
No, but
and he fucking won the fight because he got him in an arm bar. He got him in a legit cross arm bar.
So he tapped.
Peter didn't tap. Waki had to call the fight.
Oh, no.
Because if he stayed there, he would break his arm.
Break his arm, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I can tell the story because I can tell the story because Peter isn't in Philippine wrestling anymore.
But damn.
But I wanted to put over Joey Vax to say he's legit, man. He's a legit fighter. Can't believe I forgot the story.
You're still friends with Joey Vax.
I don't talk to him anymore. I don't know if, you know, after the whole thing in 2020.
Yeah.
He's still cool with me or anything, but I never had a problem with the guy.
Mm. Okay.
He's pretty cool. Because yeah, we went way back. We came up together in the business. Right? I just wanted to put him over because that was a funny story.
That was bad. No, but that was bad,
Miguel,
bro.
And
put you in the arm bar.
In a legit arm bar.
Bro, I'm glad.
He found a way to get him in the arm bar.
I'm glad someone was there.
Yeah.
Because if no one was.
Buti nga, it wasn't a random sapakan. No, let's just get into it.
Yeah,
I'll see you at the gym, bro.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the gym, and then we get into a real fight. And then Peter wanted a rematch, and then we were like,
Peter wanted a rematch.
Yeah, Peter wanted a rematch.
God.
We were like, no, dude. I mean, like, natalo ka na eh. He got you in the armbar.
Just stop, man. Oh my God. But hey, but so what? Man, that's crazy. But what was the feeling like after? Because, like, of course,
okay,
there was probably animosity still.
Yeah, no, to be honest, even si Yusuf was embarrassed that it happened. Because we shouldn't be fighting with each other, man. Like, fuck that. We're not kids, but, you know, that wouldn't be the last fight to happen. But that was the last fight that I personally...
Involved in.
No, I wasn't involved in it, but, you know, I let it happen.
Yeah, you were there.
I was part of the people that let it happen because, syempre, bata pa kami nun.
Were you enthusiastic about it? Be honest.
I was.
Like, you were like,
yeah, it was funny. It was fun. Mostly because Migs and I were embarrassed that they got into it on Facebook, on Messenger. I kind of remember now why they got into it. If I remember correctly, Peter was talking shit about Joey Vax because he didn't think Joey Vax was good as a good wrestler. And, you know, like, it just devolved into like away sila.
Come on, man. No, I mean, I don't, okay, I don't, I'm talking to the camera right now. I'm not, what do you call this, supporting this guy.
Yeah, I'm not supporting it.
But, I mean, come on, bro. If you're going to backstab someone, don't do it in front of the person. I mean, like.
That wasn't a backstabbing.
No,
it was front stabbing.
It was front stabbing. So, like, let's rephrase that. If you're going to talk shit to a person, like, bro, you don't do it in front of his face because you could get in trouble like that, like get caught in an armbar. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if Peter forgot, but I guess he didn't. He just ignored the fact that Joey was a real.
Yeah, bro.
Was a real martial artist.
Oh, man. Got caught in an armbar and someone was good enough to at least stop it and be like, hey,
Siempre,
we're done. Don't do it.
MMA fighter, so he knows when to call it.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
God.
Got caught.
God, we digress so much. Where were we?
No, but that was. Hey, that's a good story. That's
a
good
soundbite.
That's
why we do the podcast.
That's why we do the podcast. That should be the teaser. Put it in the teaser. No, but hey, you. So going back to where we were going. So you were talking about how Joey Vax was like your test. If you could do something.
If I could hang with someone, with anyone.
And on a singles level, not even an attack level. Yeah. You're doing it on a singles level.
No, we'll talk about this because I had an official match with Joey Vax months after this.
as his, like, is this your comeback as, like,
yeah,
from,
we'll talk about
the feud. Okay.
Yes, yes. So ito, diba, house show lang talaga.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a test. So, it was great.
Describe yourself, though. What? At that particular time.
I was watching the match earlier. I looked good. Like, goddamn. I looked like, good. I was
physically.
I was kind of ripped.
Okay.
Slightly ripped. I was super lean. I was small, but I looked good. Like, if you see the match, when I take my shirt off, you will know what I mean.
Okay. You're hyping it up this time.
Yes,
let's
go.
I
was surprised that I looked that good.
But hey, don't remove yourself from it.
I
look good now.
Yeah, yeah. But ano kasi, at the time I wanted to be lean.
Okay.
But and then I kinda achieved that. Looking back on it now, I was small, but I looked good. Kasi I saw the pictures from before and I saw na medyo maliit. I thought I was like super thin, but I was athletically.
But at least like you had like
yeah.
Ripped up a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. That would compensate for all of the like small things that you were saying about yourself.
And that was why I got it in my head that I was one of the better looking people on the roster, not only second to Chris Panzer.
Okay.
So yeah. I was proud of that because I knew I was putting in the work, even though I didn't know how to put in the work as much as I do now.
Instead of like, you know, just letting it hang and just, you know,
yeah.
Ate whatever you want.
Yeah. I would do that eventually. I wouldn't maintain it all the way. But so good. It was so good. Sam, tingnan mo, panoorin mo.
I will. I'll get into the matches. I actually have time, you know, that's one thing that Ro always knows. I like matches, quick matches, whatever. So
yeah.
If it's under 10 minutes and someone gives it to me, I'm 100% watching it. That's for sure. So, but although I saw the video a while ago, it was 27 minutes long.
No. That's
the entrances.
There was another match after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. There we go. So that's why I was kind of worried. I was like, what?
No, 27 minutes? The actual match was just like 6 minutes or 7 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro, perfect time. Perfect time.
It was house show talaga. We weren't, I think it was because we didn't prepare for it that much.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got in, got out.
Oh, by the way,
something quick.
When you did the match, so after the match, you won, right? So, what were the fans like? What were they like?
They were receptive. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. The ankle lock got over.
Joey
backstabbing out got over. So they knew how it worked.
Did you like wrench it a little bit more? Because like you know sometimes would. No. I meant. You know, to milk the reactions. Like,
you would reach
the ropes a little bit. You just tap.
No, it was fast. It was fast.
Okay.
It wasn't like a big match na kailangan na super drama. It was just really fast.
Okay.
You would appreciate it.
Oh, man. I like short matches. So this is a match that maybe I could get into. And I like the camera angle too. Kind of saw everything.
I don't even know who shot this. Like, I didn't even know the match was on video.
Bad lighting too. but it was there.
Hindi pa professionally set up yung shows namin doon.
Yeah.
All right. Then the last show of the year.
Here we go.
Terminus 2015.
December.
I think this was the last time we did Terminus in December kasi we just ended up not liking December shows. Kasi mahirap, diba? You gotta do it early because you don't want to do it over the Christmas break. And then even then, when you do it early in December, you got the Christmas rush. People were just busy shopping or having parties, diba?
So moving forward, when did you put Terminus?
We didn't do Terminus anymore. I think this was the last one.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. We just stopped at November.
That was it.
Mm. Okay. That was the end of the year.
Okay.
That was the end of the PWR calendar.
Yeah. So what was Terminus like?
Okay, so remember when I said that I was being de-pushed because I needed to bounce back and kind of prove myself as someone who was halfway competent.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a reduced role in this. I was advertised for both a rematch with Peter. And the first ever Path of Gold match.
Oh, Path of Gold. Okay, so you have to baby step me into this. What's the Path of Gold?
The Path of Gold was a battle royal. It was our version of the Royal Rumble in that two people to start and then, you know, people will enter after a certain interval. that's how it was close to the Royal Rumble. But we didn't know how to fly over the top rope.
Okay.
Because we couldn't practice that at Fit Plus. The ring at Fit Plus was just not built to withstand.
And it was four ropes, bro. Four ropes?
No. Pretty Fit high. Plus was three.
Oh,
MCS
three.
Was four. Because four, MCS was a boxing ring.
Yeah, but...
Okay. So, yung Fit Plus talaga was not meant for any rope shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
It was loose, tapos...
Yun. Yeah, you were saying it was loose, so... Dangerous for you
so
guys to
we
try.
Didn't know how to... We weren't taught how to go over the top rope the way you see in Royal Rumble. So what we did was we copied Lucha Underground's Aztec Warfare.
Ah, yeah, I'll shake your hand at that one because Lucha Underground.
Ooh. Yeah, so meron na Lucha Underground na, diba?
Yeah.
So it was exactly the same as Aztec Warfare, actually. So,
but did you guys have weapons?
Though? No, we did not.
So, okay. That's a difference.
No, the format was the same.
Yeah.
It was a Royal Rumble style battle royal, but you had to be pinned or submitted to get eliminated. So in the same way as well, Royal Rumble, this match, the Path of Gold, was for a championship match. So yun talaga similarity. That's why it was pretty much the Royal Rumble of PWR. And then
Path of Gold. Ah.
When we moved it to March, mas lalo naging Royal Rumble siya kasi WrestleMania season, di ba? So the first Path of Gold had 8 guys kasi that's how small the roster was at the time.
And who were those 8 guys? Do you remember? Or
yeah, there is actually a list. I believe it was myself, Peter, Main Max, John Sebastian, Bombay Suarez, Ken Warren, JDL, and... maybe Chris Panzer or Apoc.
Or Ralph?
Yeah. I don't know. Ralph was in the championship match. Might have been Chris Panzer.
Okay.
So 8 guys. And yeah, it was pretty quick. Okay, I was the first guy out. Oh, wait, before that, we have to explain that the match between Peter and I that was advertised did not happen. It was a no contest. He attacked me before the match could start. So I would get taken out.
Okay.
That was
in wait. So this was taping in the same day.
Yes, it was. I don't know. We did double duty.
Okay. And then
I was booked for the Path of Gold. I came out. I actually wrestled that match. I came out in a kayfabe sling, bandage. By the
way. Okay.
So I was selling.
You were hurt.
I was selling the shoulder, and I just did a few bumps there. It wasn't long before I was eliminated by Main Max and John Sebastian. And yeah, I was the first guy out. And it was fun for me because, you know, I didn't have to do much wrestling. I didn't have to do much memorizing. I was just in there. I was in there with a lot of guys. So that made me comfortable. We talked about this.
So when you got eliminated, you were 8, right? You were 8. How many people were in the ring from that 8 when you got eliminated? Or everyone?
Everyone was there.
Everyone was all there. Okay.
I think everyone was there. I was in and out, and it was fun because I didn't have to remember much. I didn't have to, you know, go all out.
You liked your performance?
There wasn't much of it to like because I was just there bumping for people. I did a story like I went in beating up Peter because he attacked me earlier.
Okay.
So that was a fun part.
Who was the second guy? Because you were the first one out. Who was the second guy?
No, I was the first one eliminated.
Oh, okay. So what was the order?
And that's what we competed.
No, but you came in like middle?
I came in 7th.
Oh, you were... Yeah. Oh,
I was technically injured. Right? So,
oh. I mean, in a kayfabe sense, I would be like, oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
I want him to win. Okay, so what was the show like going on? Because, like, you know, you said that you were... This show, your participation was a lot easier because you got beat up the first and then you got eliminated quickly in the next one. So what is the show all about, you know?
The show was about, the main thing of the show was the Path of Gold. That was classical Brian Leo was defending the PWR championship
against
Ralph.
Okay, there we go.
And that was Ralph's big moment.
He's going to win.
He won. Tapos, at the end, we were out there celebrating with him as faces, even though some of us, like, kunyari, I had nothing to do with him in the story. So we just were out there celebrating as faces, because, faces, and the evil has been defeated. So that was funny because we really had no storyline connection. We were just sent out there. Not to shit on anyone, but fun story. Yusuf was not happy with the decision to lose the championship.
So, remember,
he wanted to be champion all the time. So if you followed this story, Yusuf would win the championship again not long after, like a couple of months later. Maybe I'll have to check the results, but he did get himself the championship again.
This is an ongoing theme, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a...
I just wanted you guys to know what kind of person he was.
That was
but yeah, it was funny because I remember hearing the story that he was so parang I think he wanted to keep holding on to the championship as long as possible.
Be the Ric Flair. Of
anyway,
yun lang yan.
That was me trying to bounce back. That was me being deep pushed talaga. Kasi there were a lot of other people who were better. And then siguro I was like kind of secretly low key punished. Parang okay, not punished, but I was in kind of a doghouse. Na okay, you're not as good as we thought you were, so we'll keep you down in the car, which is okay. Naman, that's not a bad mindset.
Yeah, it pushes you to get better.
Yeah, it does help you to okay. We'll regroup and you know take it easy, take it easier.
Oh, okay.
And then get your momentum from there, diba? So that was a good mindset, really. But the thing was, I just wish that we wrestled more than once a month. Talaga. Kasi it's hard to get over a bad match when your only match comes once a month. Kasi, you know, if you wrestle at least once a week, you get to build on the momentum. Let's say you had a bad match one time, and the next week you bounce back. Diba? You get to build momentum that soon instead of waiting for the next month. Yeah, so that's it. That is it for the end of 2015. We took like 5 episodes to cover my first year in wrestling.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. This is your entire year.
Now that I look back on it, it's pretty wild, no?
Yeah, a lot of things happened.
A lot of things did happen.
Someone almost broke an arm.
Yeah. Someone would break an arm a few years later, but that's another story for another day. It's crazy because I just realized how much was expected of me in my first year. Like, some people could handle their first year better, but syempre, not all can be that good or be that gifted. Diba? So, syempre, some people get better on their own pace, at their own pace.
In retrospect, what do you think? If you would grade your first year,
oh, it was so
A
bad.
To F.
Oh, God, it was so bad. Probably like a D.
D, okay. But still, I think... You know, you did pretty well.
No, I didn't do pretty well. It was bad.
I mean, for a first year.
No, I mean, for a first year, yes. Because, you know, it's inflated because, you know, we were reviving Philippine wrestling. Some people were good, like in a JDL, like Chris Panzer, Peter. They were good. Ralph was good. And then some were just not. And we were being pushed as though we were all on equal footing. Diba? So, yun lang naman.
So after Terminus, what was it like? You know, maybe quickly, you know, just like what was going through your head as you go into the next year?
I don't remember much, but I know that at the time I was being readjusted and I was okay with that because I really thought that I didn't get off on the right foot. All right. That's it for episode 6. We're halfway through the first season. Of this podcast.
Right. You have 6 more.
Yeah, 6 more, and then we'll take a break. Maybe that would cover like 2016.
No, it will.
Maybe it will.
Yeah.
All right. Abiel, tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, they can find me at Abiel Anselmo, both on Instagram and on Twitter. For everything about me, that's on Instagram. And for everything about wrestling, you can talk to me and Ro on Twitter.
Yeah. For me, it is at shang.daddy on TikTok and Instagram. And then on Twitter, it's at RoasWar. That's where I post all my wrestling stuff, all my reels as well, of wrestling and of commentary. So, yeah, please go follow us, especially if you want to know more of what I've been up to lately. And then speaking of what I've been up to lately, syempre, if you want to support local wrestling, please follow and subscribe to our gang page, the Manila Wrestling Federation. It's ManilaWrestling.com. It's only $10 or around 600 pesos. You can pay via debit card, credit card, and GCash. I know a lot of you have been asking for the GCash option.
Oh, they just got it now?
No, no, no. It's been there for a while.
It's been there for a while. Okay.
People just don't look because they think, nah, okay, I can't afford it or it's not worth it. But it is worth it because one thing is watching live is one thing, but seeing the final product in which myself and Sunny and Will actually commentate, give you the voice, the story of the match, tapos with a professional production level. So it's a lot of good stuff. It's worth watching, but again, worth supporting. So yun. Until next episode, next episode will start in 2016. And it's interesting because I don't start the year wrestling.
Okay, yeah. Let's go. I'm curious now.
But you'll have to wait for that next week. Until then, please stay safe, stay healthy, you know, stay warm and dry. Maulan na.
Yeah, and very much.
Be good, be kind, guys. Be well. All right. Till next time. Peace.